Chapter 36. Bezalel, Aholiab, and the other craftsmen whom the Lord has gifted with wisdom, skill, and intelligence will construct and furnish the tabernacle just as the Lord has commanded. So Moses told Bezalel and Aholiab to begin the work, along with all those who were specially gifted by the Lord. Moses gave them the materials donated by the people for the completion of the sanctuary. Additional gifts were brought each morning. But finally, the craftsmen left their work to meet with Moses. "We have more than enough materials on hand now to complete the job the Lord has given us to do," they exclaimed. So Moses gave the command, and this message was sent throughout the camp: "Bring no more materials. You have already given more than enough." So the people stopped bringing their offerings. Their contributions were more than enough to complete the whole project. The skilled weavers first made 10 sheets from fine linen. One of the craftsmen then embroidered blue, purple, and scarlet cherubim into them. Each sheet was exactly the same size, 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. 5 of these sheets were joined together to make one set, and a second set was made of the other 5. 50 blue loops were placed along the edge of the last sheet in each set. The 50 loops along the edge of the first set of sheets matched the loops along the edge of the second set. Then 50 gold clasps were made to connect the loops on the edge of each set. Thus the tabernacle was joined together in one piece. Above the tabernacle, a roof covering was made from 11 sheets of cloth made from goat hair. Each sheet was exactly the same size, 45 feet long and 6 feet wide. The craftsmen joined 5 of these sheets together to make one set, and the 6 remaining sheets were joined to make a second set. Then they made 50 loops along the edge of the last sheet in each set. They also made 50 small bronze clasps to couple the loops, so the 2 sets of sheets were firmly attached to each other. In this way, the roof covering was joined together in one piece. Then they made 2 more layers for the roof covering. The first was made of tanned ram skins, and the second was made of fine goatskin leather. For the framework of the tabernacle, they made frames of acacia wood standing on end. Each frame was 15 feet high and 2.25 feet wide. There were 2 pegs on each frame, so they could be joined to the next frame. All the frames were made this way. They made 20 frames to support the south side, along with 40 silver bases, 2 for each frame. They also made 20 frames for the north side of the tabernacle, along with 40 silver bases, 2 for each frame. The west side of the tabernacle, which was its rear, was made from 6 frames, plus an extra frame at each corner. These corner frames were connected at the bottom and firmly attached at the top with a single ring, forming a single unit from top to bottom. They made 2 of these, 1 for each rear corner. So for the west side, they made a total of 8 frames, along with 16 silver bases, 2 for each frame. Then they made 5 crossbars from acacia wood to tie the frames on the south side together. They made another 5 for the north side and 5 for the west side. The middle crossbar of the 5 was halfway up the frames, along each side, running from one end to the other. The frames and crossbars were all overlaid with gold. The rings used to hold the crossbars were made of pure gold. The inner curtain was made of fine linen cloth, and cherubim were skillfully embroidered into it with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. This curtain was then attached to 4 gold hooks set into 4 posts of acacia wood. The posts were overlaid with gold and set into 4 silver bases. Then they made another curtain for the entrance to the sacred tent. It was made of fine linen cloth and embroidered with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. This curtain was connected by 5 hooks to 5 posts. The posts with their decorated tops and bands were overlaid with gold. The 5 bases were molded from bronze.